One day in Mexico, the radio picked up a station from the USA. And all the people heard just what occurred upon a program known as Giveaway. They heard a lady win a diamond pin, a sable, and a brand new limousine. She took home all the loot and more to boot for knowing 12 and 5 or 17. That day in Mexico, the radio was heard by one whose name was Don Jose. He said, if that was Bozo on all those shows, I think I'd go for visit right away. He got his papers quick and then a ticket on a plane for Hollywood and Vine. He got to town at 8 and sure as fate, he wound up in a studio at 9. He knew that Mexico would hear the show and he was set to make his family proud. And so he whistled and he raised his hand and yelled until they picked him from the crowd. He got the biggest score and what is more, he even won the jackpot of the show. He blew his top because the price it was an airplane trip right back to Mexico. That's all, Marco. My throat is sore today. Will you call Lucy and tell her I'll be home right away?
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Lucy?
Yeah?
Your new furniture came.
Really? What's it like?
I don't know. I was so busy, I just told her to put it all in the apartment.
Oh, I'm just dying to see it. Oh, darn this key. You know, for the rent you charge, you could have bigger keyholes. There.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I think there's a little too much furniture in here. It does look a little overcrowded, doesn't it?
I forgot we had to take the old furniture out. Oh, well. Gee, there's a lot of wonderful stuff, huh? Where's the phone? Yeah, it's not here.
Oh.
Well, now, where is the phone? Oh, for heaven's sake. What could they do with it? Let's see now, I was lying on the sofa talking.
It's on the floor someplace.
Yeah, sounds like it, doesn't it?
Lucy!
Did you find it?
No!
Oh. Oh, here it is. For heaven's sake.
Oh, gosh.
Hello?
Oh, too late.
Now I'll never know who it was, and that drives me absolutely crazy.
Me too.
Gee. Hey, look at this stuff. Isn't it going to look wonderful?
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at that luscious chair.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Ethel, will you help me get the old stuff out? I'm dying to see how the room's going to look.
Where'll I put it?
Let's take it and put it out in the hall, all the old stuff.
Okay.
Here. Listen, you know, I'm not going to be able to leave that piano there. I'm going to put it over on that. Well, I want everything completely different, you know? There.
Oh, it just looks wonderful, Lucy.
Isn't it beautiful? I'm going to make an entrance from another room and see how it looks. Oh, this is the most beautiful room I've ever seen. Oh,
yeah.
Oh. How do you like it?
Gee, this new stuff is marvelous.
Isn't it, though? Listen, Fred, would you do me a big favor? Would you take a few little pieces of furniture down in the basement for me?
Sure, where are they?
Right out here.
A few little pieces, huh?
Well, it's not very much. If you just move this over a little bit.
What's the matter?
Something moved! Something touched me! There's something alive in there!
Alive?
Yes, right there!
Oh, that's impossible.
It is not impossible. It's me!
Fred!
What's the big idea? This is the craziest thing I've ever seen yet. What's the idea of putting all the furniture on in the...
Well?
Oh, it's real nice, honey.
You don't like it.
Oh, yes, I do, honey, I do. It's just... I don't feel good today, honey. I feel real bad. I got a sore throat, and I think I'm catching a cold, everything.
Oh, you've been working too hard redecorating that club.
Yeah, maybe that is. Will you give me a couple of aspirins, honey?
Sure, dear, sure. Ethel, do you think I made a mistake putting that chair there? You know, my first impulse was to put the chair here, have the table on this
Lucy,
side.
Lucy! Lucy!
What?
Please, honey, I don't feel good. Get me the aspirins. I think I'm getting a streptococci.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. I didn't know it was so serious. You think you'll live till I get back from the kitchen?
Give me the aspirins, please.
Does Fred always act like a child when he gets ill?
You mean baby Snooks?
Oh, brother.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Boy, it has to happen now, too. I got an opening coming up and everything, and now I gotta get a sore throat.
Oh, you'll be all right.
Well, I want to make a good impression of Mr. Chambers.
Who's Mr. Chambers?
He's the new owner of the Tropicana.
Oh. Hey, Rick, does Lucy know that you're casting a new show?
No, that's the good part about this furniture deal. She's been so busy, she's not even thinking about getting into the act.
Uh-huh.
She was.
Fred, take your furniture down a little later, honey.
Okay, there.
Yeah, Ricky and I'll carry it downstairs for you.
Oh, Ricky isn't feeling well.
Oh, he doesn't feel that bad, do you, Rick? Oh, come on, you're all right. Come on.
Well, if you insist, I'll take it down with you, Fred.
Oh, never mind, I'll do it myself. Come on, Ethel.
Hey, let me get around, baby.
Well, it is not funny. I don't feel too good.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Here. There. Poor baby. Lucy?
Hi. How's Ricky this morning?
He's dying.
That's good. I thought it might be something serious.
Honestly, Ethel, why are men such babies? I wish I could get away with acting like that.
You said it. Last week, Fred had a little headache and took to his bed and moaned he might not live through the night. You remember when I broke my ankle last year? He tried to get me out of bed the second morning to fix his breakfast. He said walking would help the bone heal.
Lucy!
Pardon me, Ethel. I'm wanted in surgery.
I'll go scrub up in case you need me.
What is it, dear?
Oh, I feel worse. My throat is worse. I feel awful. Mm-hmm. You want to look at it, please, for me?
Yes, open up, dear.
Oi, he.
Oh.
What do you see?
Just as I thought.
Why?
It's dark down there. I have to get the flashlight.
All right, get a flashlight. I don't know why does it have to happen to me now. I got the opening coming and everything.
You never put the flashlight in the same place twice.
I put it where you told me to put it the last time you said
all
I didn't
right,
put it in the same place twice.
All right, now let's take a look at that throat.
All right. Here I am, lying in a bed of pain, and you're making fun with me. I'm sick.
All right, dear, open up. Oh, boy, I wish you could see down in here. It's so colorful. It's like the Carlsbad Caverns.
Is it red?
Yeah, red, white, blue, pink, burnt orange. Oh.
Now, don't make fun, will you? I don't feel good. Not only my throat, I mean, I got a cold, clammy feeling in my stomach.
A cold, clammy feeling on your stomach?
Yeah, I do. I have...
Oh, honey, no wonder.
Probably catch pneumonia. I better change the clothes. I'll never be able to make that show.
Babalu! Babalu!
That's pretty babalousy.
Never mind.
Honey, are you sure you don't feel like eating a little breakfast?
Oh, no.
No? Well, you should have some liquids. How about a little orange juice?
All right, a little orange juice.
Okay.
And, maybe a little coffee.
Okay.
Maybe I could choke down one piece of toast.
Butter.
Yeah. I really need my strength, you know. Maybe you should put some bacon with it.
Orange juice, toast, coffee, and bacon.
Yeah. Lucy!
How do you want them, fried or scrambled?
Poached.
Hi, Lucy.
Oh, hi, kids.
How's Ricky?
Well, I called the doctor and it's a little more serious than I thought. He has a virus that settled in his throat.
Oh, gee, is it bad?
Well, the doctor said if he was going to be in the show, he'd have to stay in bed a whole week and not talk.
Not talk at all?
Not a word.
Gee, imagine not being able to talk for 7 whole days.
Yeah. Why don't you hang around here? Maybe you can catch it.
Never mind. Let us know if there's anything we can do.
Okay.
We'll check you later.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Ethel and Fred, they came up to see how you were. Here's your medicine. Doctor said you gotta take your medicine. Now, the doctor said you have to take your medicine.
Don't shout at me.
Now, when I say you gotta take medicine, that means you gotta take it.
Now, Ricky, look what you did.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Now, look, if you're gonna act like a child, I'm gonna treat you like one. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open it up. Never mind. Now, is there anything else I can do for you or to you?
Oh, this is silly.
Write it, write it, write it.
No, this is silly. I gotta go down there and stage the show. I gotta stage the show.
Ricky, stay where you are. Let Mr. Chambers stage the show.
Well, I can ask him to do that.
All right, then I'll ask him. I'll call him on the phone and ask him. No, you know, this is too important for a telephone call. I'm gonna get dressed and go down there and see him in person. You stay in that bed.
Well...
Well...
Here I am, Lucy. What'd you want?
Oh, thanks for coming up, honey. Listen, I gotta get out to the club for Ricky. Will you stick around in case he needs anything?
Sure. What are you going down to the club for?
I'm gonna see Mr. Chambers. You know how conscientious Ricky is. He's going to get out of that sick bed and go down there and stage that show. Well, I'm going to ask Mr. Chambers to stage it for himself.
Oh, well, good luck.
Thanks, I'll need it. Hello?
Hello. May I speak to Ricky Ricardo, please? Yeah, this is Mr. Chambers calling.
Oh, Mr. Chambers, this is Mrs. Ricardo. Ricky can't talk right now, you see.
Oh, well, will you give him a message for me, Mrs. Ricardo? You tell him I've been called out of town for a few days. I ought to be back the day before the opening.
Tell him not to worry. I have every confidence that he'll turn out a great show.
But, Mr. Chambers...
Yes?
Have a nice trip.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye. Gee, Mr. Chambers is going out of town.
Oh, what's Ricky going to have to say about that?
Nothing. I'm not going to tell him.
You're not going to tell him?
Of course not.
Well, then who's going to stage the show?
Who cares? I'm not letting Ricky out of that bed until the doctor says so, but I have to stage a show myself.
You wouldn't.
Of course I wouldn't. Would I?
Well? Oh, it's crazy. Oh, sure, it's fantastic. What a thought.
Of course, it would give me an opportunity to hire some talent that has been grossly overlooked in the past.
You mean Fred and I could do one of our dance routines?
Right after my opening number. That is, if you're as good as you say you are.
What do you mean?
You may audition for me the first thing in the morning.
Oh, good. I'll go tell Fred.
Yes. Yes, I understand, Doctor. Well, I'm glad that you agree. Yes. Well, yeah.
Lucy?
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you. Goodbye, Doctor.
Fred will be up in just a minute. He's got the act and the music and everything.
Good. I just talked the doctor into making Ricky stay in bed until opening night. That'll get him out of the way. He's not even going to get to come to one rehearsal.
Ricky still thinks that Mr. Chambers is staging the show.
Sure.
And Mr. Chambers still thinks that Ricky's staging the show.
That's right. Uh-oh. Now, don't worry about Mr. Chambers. I think we can handle him. I hear he's an ex-vaudevillian.
Oh, good.
Hi, kids. I got it. It was in the trunk, the whole act. Words, music, orchestrations, gags, routines, everything.
You're sure this is good now?
Well, it was a smash when Ethel and I did it at the Palace.
At the Palace?
You're darn tootin'. That was the best theater in Jamestown, New York.
Flapper Follies in 1927.
Yeah.
You don't think maybe this might be a little out of date, do you?
Oh, no, that's what's wonderful about it. They're reviving everything we did in that show. Ukuleles, the Charleston, even the fashions.
Gee, that's right.
And I wish you could have seen those showgirls.
Yeah? Oh, that was the most beautiful line of showgirls I ever saw.
Really?
And here's another break we get. I called them all up, and every one of them is still available.
Well, that's just wonderful.
Yeah.
We got an awful lot of work to do before next Saturday. Oh, and I wish you could see the way Ricky has redecorated the club for the opening. It is the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. Listen, now you take this to Marco. Tell him to get the musicians ready.
We got to talk about costumes.
Wait, you see a blue dress I found in the trunk that I used to wear in the act.
In the call of a woodland dove, as her love song echoes through the trees. There's sweetness in a rose with a symbol of love floating on a summer breeze. But nothing can compare with the sweetness of the one and only one I love.
Yeah.
Sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me. Heaven must have sent her. Tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart, a song of love is taunting me. Melody, haunting me. There is nothing more I can say. the whispering, pretty little stories. The life of a young star. Strolling with my girlie when the dew is pearly, kinda early in the morning.
Butterflies all flutter up. Now kiss each little buttercup and oh, oh, oh,
if I had a lattice of laughter only, I'd make the wish. Here's what I'd say.
Oh, not the country finer
than to be in Carolina.
Than to be in Carolina.
Yes, with you in Carolina.
Five, but two, five, but four, five, but five, began to land.